Horror Stories Podcast. Hey, hello everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories Podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Normally, you'll hear one of my stories on this feed, or a crazy, rambling... I have no idea where that came from. But it's Sunday, and time for the weekly challenge. That's where I post a topic, and then you send in a story based on that topic. I gather them all up in this editing program, ramble a bit in between, and then post the resulting catastrophe for your enjoyment and pleasure. Afterwards, I go out the door and walk around the city for an hour and a half, sweating my ass off. This is weekly challenge number 226, and the topic is autumn. We have a fun batch of stories this week, so let's hear them in the order that I received them. First up is Free Read. Hey, Free Read, welcome back. Let's hear what you've got for us this week. Come on, don't be shy. Here we go.
Autumn. The most famous clown in the world. No one remembers his name. Born on the spring equinox, died on the autumn equinox, came in at the beginning with white cake face, exited at the ending with dusty feet. He hid little children in a theater caravan. The Holocaust fires did not burn them. The clever clown was a good liar. Demeter's arms flowed over. White birds fluttered. Bones to ash to snow. Snow to light to flowers. Flowers in the hand of a dusty clown. He blew and blossoms filled the air. Each petal lit on a bright face. Tears, laughing.
Thank you, Free Read. I like that story. Now, if you couldn't understand what Free Read was saying, well, you better get your hearing checked. No. No, well, you should get your hearing checked at least once a year. I know I get my hearing checked once a year. That's when I figured out that I was going deaf because of blood pressure. And then all this exercise stuff started and, oh, it gets crazy. But you can check out the text for the stories in the show notes at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Next up, well, they have hearing tests up there in North Dakota, I hear. That's right, I hear. I'm just going to keep saying hear over and over again. That's going to be my obsession this week. Anyway, here's TJ.
Hi, this is TJ. I am from North Dakota, where one of our candidates for senator outlined his plan to save Social Security before we elected him senator, which seems like a bad move business-wise, but this is autumn.
Jay's cubicle was gray. His monitor was monochrome. His hourly printouts to the gray-on-gray corporate letterhead had in 16 years become as routine as a Thursday afternoon. The ticking clock at length read 5:30, and he sighed, pulled on his warm but shabby slate overcoat, took the elevator to the subway level, and bumped and jostled along the 3-mile commute home, trudging up the steps to his tiny beige apartment. He glanced up at the normally sad little tree on the corner, was startled by fiery, festive orange spray of foliage. Autumn had come at last.
Thank you, TJ. I never knew that. Next up is Zach Mann. Hey, Zach Mann, lay it on us.
I have been to the land of autumn, where every day is autumn. Every day is warm but not hot. Every night is cool but not cold. The weather can suddenly change due to sea breezes or fog banks. The land has 2 weeks of summer, but one is in July, and one is in October. Having spent most of my life in the upper Midwest, an area of the country that has entirely too much weather, I would have liked to have stayed in the land of autumn, but was unwilling to pay South San Francisco house prices.
Thank you, Zach Man. I'm going to have to think about that one for a while. Okay, done thinking. Next up, whoa, cool, Graceful Eon. I know her from Second Life. This is going to be cool. I like it when folks from SL peek their nose in the door and think, hey, I can try this. I can, and you can do that. I spammed everybody a note card 2 weeks ago just to see if folks would come in and see, hey, it's about friends. Give it a try. It's not going to kill you. And if it does, I will get away with that murder. Anyway, here's Graceful.
It was snowing the night he told her the woman's name. His look told her the rest. She felt the knife penetrate her heart. Snow gave way to lilacs. Dresses were fitted, and vows were written. She noticed his look as he addressed the invitation. She felt the blow to her solar plexus. They were dancing in the garden on that June day. The song changed, followed by his look. She felt submerged in a sea of pain. They walked through autumn chill, past his favorite restaurant. He slowed and glanced downward. She faced the look and whispered fiercely, "Enough!"
Thank you, Graceful. And remember, please come back next week. Don't abandon me to these crazy people. I mean, these wonderful people that I love so much. Here's somebody that's new to the podcast. It's Abigail. I wonder what Abigail's got. Oh, this is going to be exciting. I like it when people come to this thing and give it a try, and then they get irritated with my rambles in between the stories, and they think, oh my God, I'm associated with this crazy person. Never mind, I'm going to edit that out. Here's Abigail.
Morning start, blue and broody. Boots cracked stiff with old shit and spent leather, shush, across the floor. Outside, hiking up her flannel nightie, burrowing her hands as thin steam rises. The axe handle always slick. Hoarfrost, she thinks, splitting kindling. The sorrel kicks and farts for the same hay, same crack in the ice. The same dogs work circles round her feet. Snow trickles against her calves. Kicking the boots soft and wet by the stove, she calls him. Coffee's on. The fire picks up. The coffee slow to boil. Put another log on the fire. Waylon Jennings.
Thank you, Abigail. And remember, folks, it's not going to kill you to give it a try. Even if you try it just once, dip your toe in the water, run across the street in traffic, it's not going to hurt you, really. Okay, maybe it will. But it will, maybe it will hurt your reputation, but it's not going to physically hurt you. Okay, I promise that. Next up is Norval Joe. Now, Norval Joe has launched Flying Island Press. And for all your Flying Island needs, if you have a Flying Island out there, they've got the greatest outfitters. Just like the pirate outfitters and the robot outfitters and the spy outfitters and the time-traveling outfitters that are really fronts for after-school writing help and homework help places. What is that thing called? What, it's like Store 227 or something? Or look up pirate outfitters. I think they're associated with McSweeney's. But there was a thing on TED Talks that was about it, and it was really cool what they did. And people actually go into the stores, which is kind of weird. Anyway, this is Norval Joe, and I think you're going to like this.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of the Flying Island Press, and I am from North Modesto, where we have cows, almonds, and Mexican street gangs. And this is episode 226 of the Weekly Challenge. Here's my story called The Four Seasons. Everyone assumed she had taken fertility drugs when she bore quadruplet girls. Born in fall. The first girl had auburn hair. They knew she must be named Autumn. The second daughter, with hair white as snow, was named Winter. The third had no hair and was named Spring. The fourth daughter had hair yellow like the sun and was named Summer. The neighbors found more was involved than simple fertility drugs. When Autumn cried, the winds blew. When Winter pouted, the snow fell. Spring smiled, and the sun shone. But when Summer passed gas, you didn't want to be around. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, Norval Joe. And remember, all these links to people's stuff is going to be up at the show notes at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Finally, we have a story from Planet Z. Who's Planet Z? I'm not sure. He's probably the same as that jerk Second Lie there on Twitter. And speaking of Twitter, you can check out 100-word stories on Twitter, where I'll occasionally post stuff up there if TweetDeck isn't broken on my iPhone, because TweetDeck makes it really useful for doing all these retweets and all that. It's really, really easy, but it's kind of broken on OS 4.02. So I'm not sure what the deal is with that. I'm sure that they've optimized it for iPhone 4 and broken it for 3GS people. Whatever. I'm not going to point fingers. I'm going to reserve that for the Emerald developer people. Here's Planet Z. Enjoy.
Some tropical islands try to create snow piles for Christmas, but that expensive and don't last. We get fallen leaves shipped in and then airdropped over the island. Sure, we had a few accidents, like the one guy falling out of the cargo plane when it hit the air pocket, and another dropping a full bag that ended up hitting a child. And then there's the mess they make. Leaves don't melt in the sun like the fake snow. We come up with the solution. Get the kids to rake them up. Whoever bags the most win the prize. Isn't the fall wonderful?
Well, there you have it. The 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge, number 226, Autumn. I want to thank everyone for being a part of this. I know that things are a little hot out there, and everybody's busy, and you know what? It's okay. It's okay. I know I went a little crazy last week. What can I say? It's the heat, baby. It's the heat. Man, if you're looking to get some more information about these folks, go to podcasting.isfullofcrap.com for links to their sites and links to everybody's site who has ever been a part of the weekly challenge. I know I've got to catch up and get that up to date. All right. Send me your URL if I don't have that in there yet. Okay, please remind me. I get forgetful. I get crazy. There's also the text for the stories and we choose the topic for the next weekly challenge based on your votes for this weekly challenge. So let's see them. Go to podcasting.isfullofcrap, look at the poll, and say, hey, I like this one, I like this one, hey, this one was nice. And then hit vote, and then at the end of the week, we'll know what the next topic is going to be. And speaking of the next topic, it's going to be masks. So be sure to check that out, and I will see you tomorrow with yet another 100-word story. Until then, thank you for listening, and as always, keep it brief. Closing.